This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Among others here to break it down, it's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, longtime NFL writer, friend of our show, Howard Balzer. Howard, good morning. And before we get to Lamar's perfect rating, fourth of his career, what's going on in Arizona? All of a sudden, they've won three in a row. They're in first place in the division. They spanked the Bears. Only one team in the West has a positive point differential right now. But, boy, the Cardinals trending in the right direction at the right time, I guess.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, they're the only team in the division with a winning record, which certainly puts them in a pretty good position coming down the second half of the season. But the big thing is, and I have this term I use quite often called collective amnesia, because I think that a lot of times people, we forget what we said last week or the week before or the before the season. And when the schedule came out in May, everyone looked at the Cardinals schedule and said, boy, this is going to be a bear for the first half of the season. Unbelievable. Six of the first eight games against playoff teams from last season. So if they can weather that storm, it gets a lot more bearable, if you will, in the second half. And yet they lose to the Packers in a bad game several weeks ago, and they're 2-4, and people forgot everything they said about the schedule and are saying, oh, the rebuild isn't working, what's going on, blah, blah. You know, the NFL is the king of overreaction leagues. Well, here they then won some close games, two on walk-off field goals, kind of, you know, dominated yesterday's game. And this second half of the season, they don't, you know, anybody can beat anybody. We know that in the NFL. But in the second half of the season, they're only playing three teams that were in the playoffs last year. And entering yesterday, the record of their teams in the second half is 28-40, current records. And so they have an opportunity here to continue what they've been doing. And they believe in themselves. And they're not tremendously talented at a lot of spots. But you know, they make plays when they need to. Yesterday, they dominated against the Bears in the run game. Kyler Murray only threw 20 passes in the entire game, and they had 173 yards rushing at halftime. So they can beat you in a variety of ways, and that's what they're doing. Now they got the Jets coming in this week, and then the bye. So, and here's the thing, too. Jonathan Gannon has a lot of things that kind of bore people sometimes, you know, with all the little sayings, you know, keep the main thing. And, you know, what happened Sunday doesn't matter. And he said it yesterday. Hey, the most important day is tomorrow as we start preparing for the next game. And the players parrot that. The players say those same things and they believe in it. It says, doesn't matter what we did Sunday, just got to go out and try to do it again next week. And I think that's this together attitude that this team has, a young team, but with some guys with some real significant leaders, you know, like Murray, like James Conner, like Buda Baker, even Kelvin Beachum at right tackle, filling in for the guy, Jonah Williams, who started the season. So, you know, those guys set the tone, and the young guys are following it very closely.
All right, staying in the NFC, you mentioned overreactions. New Orleans fired or relieved Dennis Allen of his duties today. Seven-game losing streak, overreacting there, an appropriate decision at this time.
Yeah, you could kind of see this one coming. What's crazy is that, you know, it was a pretty solid team last year. They started the season with two big wins, and then since then it's just gone south, and nothing is going right for them. Nothing is working. I don't know that changing a coach in the middle of the season ever really makes a difference, but a lot of times general managers, owners think, well, this isn't going anywhere. Might as well make the change now and start our planning and thinking about what comes next. And we had an overreaction, certainly, with the Raiders, who fired three offensive coaches last night, including the offensive coordinator. And if I'm those coaches, I'm saying, well, hey, thanks for giving us a quarterback, right? You know, here's all these things. Oh, Antonio Pierce, he did a great job last year as the interim coach, set a standard, set a personality on the team. And then they went into the season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell at quarterback. Well, bottom line is you're not going to win many games with those guys on a week-to-week consistent basis. So we'll see what the Raiders do next when this season completes.
Now, Howard, how many more trades are we going to see today and tomorrow?
There'll probably be a decent amount. I mean, I checked last year. I think there were eight trades, on deadline day. When you look at it afterwards, you say, boy, a lot of them didn't really make that much of a difference. And, you know, a lot of people overreact. I mean, this is, it's halfway through the season. It's not easy to come into a new team, especially when you've been traded for and there's this expectation that player is going to make an impact. But now, unless there's a real knowledge, a little bit of at least familiarity with the way the offense or defense is run, whatever side of the ball the guy comes in on, you've got to get up to speed with a new scheme, a new way to do things, new players, all those things. That doesn't happen overnight. And so, but there's a lot of expectations when that happens. So there will be deals. There won't be a huge number, but I do expect there to be some, certainly. And there's been other deals this month, especially with wide receivers. Mm-hmm. The teams have made, to try to make that push, in the second half of the season.
I think Howard today, tomorrow, it's going to be the pass rushers there's a lot of teams that are looking for that, like Detroit, Baltimore, there's a bunch of them. So I'm kind of expecting to see some of those guys move over the next 24 hours.
It could be, most teams, we all know how hard it is to find good edge rushers.
Yeah.
And so most teams, if they have one, even if they're a team not with a good record, they're figuring, well, we still need a guy for the future. And so a lot of teams aren't willing to give up those guys. All the fans scream, make a trade to get somebody. But then you throw out all the names like, Azeez Ojulari with the Giants and Za'Darius Smith and, guys like that. And maybe they'll be dealt. Who knows? But it's got to be a right fit for the team that's getting them. And most of those pass rushers, they'll be used in a rotation when they come in. Because, like I said, I think people have this, this perspective, this perception that defenses are easy. Just plug a guy in and just let him play. Well, it's not so easy anymore with all the different defensive calls and the different packages the teams use. So, if a team does get a pass rusher, it'll probably be a guy who'll probably only be out there maybe 30%, maybe 30% plus in the snaps to try to get an impact there. But like I said, it's hard to make an impact when you come into a team at this late stage of the season.
Hey, Howard, what about the Chargers, man? I'm telling you, Jim Harbaugh, all he does is win. And they're sitting 6-3. They're getting better, and the quarterback's getting better, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I think they're 5-3, maybe 6-3. But, yeah, they're a good, solid team, no doubt about it. And when everything's clicking for them, and Justin Herbert, obviously, and the players around him, that's a pretty good football team, obviously. And so, they probably don't have enough to overtake the Chiefs in that division, but obviously they're in the hunt for a wild card spot with the way the AFC East is playing. Won't be a wild card from that division. And so we'll see how that all, shakes out, where there's not that many, you got the division leaders in a lot of these divisions, and everybody else right now, except for the AFC North, isn't very good.
Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NFC East, give us a winner right now, Howard Balzer, not to put you on the spot, because it looks like it's down to two teams here on November the 4th.
Yeah, it is, the Commanders and the Eagles. And the Eagles have bounced back from that difficult finish last season. And we'll see if they have enough. I mean, can the Commanders play well in November and December? And they're they're very confident in themselves. And so Jaden Daniels has been a revelation there, obviously. And he just makes plays, as that whole team does. So I'm going to say the Commanders. I'm going to say the Commanders are going to do it coming down the stretch, but you certainly can't count out the Eagles.
Howard Balzer, where we read and listening and all the good stuff following your NFL expertise?
USAtoday.com. A lot of content there. And even though it's Cardinal-centric, I will throw in some national things and trends and all that and some of the stuff I do. CardsWire.USAtoday.com.
And what about Lamar with the perfect rating? Don't you have a tidbit on that one here?
Well, we could talk about it for a while, but I'll try to be as succinct as possible. This whole perfect rating, somebody, I don't know how many years ago, decided to call 158.3 a perfect rating. Well, anyway, someone should just look at that and say, well, how could you come up with 158.3 and say that's perfect? Well, because when the system started 50 years ago, they established top numbers in each of the four categories that no one gets credit for statistics that go higher than that. And one of the reasons is they never expected the system to be used in games. It was mostly to be used for ranking the quarterbacks for seasons. And so once they started using it in games, all of a sudden you had this. Well, you know, the top, I'll give you one example. The top completion percentage that you can earn rating points for is 77.5. Well, Lamar Jackson yesterday was what, 84.2. So every percentage over 77.5 doesn't count towards the rating. And so I said to the NFL, open this thing up. You know, there's a whole bunch of players that have had 158.3, but it is possible to get a higher rating than that if you just open up the system and account for every statistic a player could get in a game. And I have a formula, guys. I have a formula. Lamar Jackson's rating yesterday should have been 186.3, not 158.3, because of the large number, obviously, completion percentage, yards per attempt, and touchdown percentage. But for some reason, at one point someone said to me, well, maybe the NFL likes having it called a perfect passer rating. Well, the NFL doesn't call it that. If you look at the press releases they send out, they call it the highest attainable rating, which is the accurate way of describing it. But why have that be the highest attainable rating? Open it up. I've said that over and over and over, but my pleas land on deaf ears.
Well, Howard, I appreciate the formula. I appreciate the numbers crunching. I started drooling there after a while. Once we get into deep number talk, I start to my dopiness starts to kick in. But, Howard, we appreciate your time. Always great to talk to you, and we'll catch up in a couple of weeks here.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
There's how 186 would have been his rating based on Howard Balzer's formula. And by the way, so Bateman catches the ball, that he's 17 of 19, yeah, and his completion percentage is even higher.
And Bob, the one that got deflected likely would have caught that one, the one that got batted down.
Yeah, so Howard's on to something. But we'll come back. How about the whip around? A lot going on in the world of sports over the weekend. I had a feeling about Penn State turned out to be just indigestion. Maybe not as much as Penn State fans had watching that last drive in the fourth quarter. We'll get into that. And then we got your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We got Vinny's keys to victory. Ravens win by 31.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm guessing they hit a few of those.
Vinny and Hades with
brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Top of the whip around here on this Victory Monday. If you're a Ravens fan, they win yesterday 41-10 over the Denver Broncos. We've been talking a lot about that throughout the course of the morning. Now into the late morning, heading into the afternoon. Continue to do so with you. News from the Nest, Charles Walker. He'll be joining us around 1 o'clock. He'll have some NFL lunch, so stay tuned. But college football, we did our picks on Friday. We'll get into our picks around 1:30. Had a feeling about Penn State.
I'm not
a big Penn State fan. Never did like them. First time I ever heard the word twerps was Chuck Pacino calling Maryland football the twerps. Never a fan of Joe Paterno. There was something about him. Had a feeling about him. It was negative. But a positive feeling about him on Saturday until the fourth quarter.
Aller looking in the end zone, incomplete. Ohio State holds once again.
Gus Johnson, Fox Sports. Penn State couldn't get Ohio State off the field after that as they just kept moving the chains, and then Penn State had to burn the timeouts. But yet another frustrating, heartbreaking loss for James Franklin against a top-ranked team. Number 3 loses at home 20-13 to number 4. Penn State's only touchdown was on a pick 6.
Yeah.
Couldn't get anything done. Drew Aller, who was banged up, he did play, but wasn't really explosive at all. And it's not like Ohio State was overwhelmingly brilliant, but defensively they were. But another James Franklin litmus test. And again, as a Maryland fan, I can't pop off too much. I mean, Terps are 25-point dogs this week at Oregon, but that's the game you're supposed to win to get over that hump, which they can't seem to get
over.
Well,
Bob, I mean, what, they had first and goal at the 3 or whatever, and they didn't...
They ran 3 straight plays into the line.
Same play, yes. And, the Penn State fans, they were booing after that.
Yeah, Franklin was heckled, wanted names of students, because he, I guess, was going to snitch on them and whatever he can do. I don't think he's got any jurisdiction in regards to that, I wouldn't think. But James Franklin feeling the heat.
Yes.
They've had some off-the-field problems. Now, we're not talking about that scumbag Sandusky from, 15 years ago. We're talking about recent scumbaggery.
This past summer.
That he refused to address. And, James Franklin is a guy I haven't spoken to in years, but when he was in Maryland, we spoke to him on a semi-regular basis. Nice guy. But, expectations at Penn State are among the elite in college football. And, they're a top 10 program. Are they a top 5?
Well, the thing about it is, Bob, I mean, because of the new system, they can still win out.
Sure.
And, I mean, their whiteout game is Saturday night. It's Washington, which they should win. And I think, they got Maryland and, I don't know, Minnesota. Or Minnesota? I don't know who else they have left, but it's games that they'll be favored in all of them. And they're going to end up being 10-1 or 11-1.
And Washington, Purdue, Minnesota, and Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, Purdue's awful. Minnesota's been playing
well.
They're
playing really good football right now.
So, I mean, it's games that Penn State should win. And if they win out, Bob, they won't be in the Big Ten championship game because Ohio State will play Oregon probably again.
But they're a playoff team.
Yes, they will be.
And they couldn't get into that 4-team playoff, but what the expansion does is opens a door for teams like Penn State who barely miss out, like Georgia last year, for instance, to show what they can do. I mean, there are a couple of other games of interest in the Big Ten. You mentioned Minnesota. They upset number 24 Illinois 25-17 in Oregon. top ranked in the country. They go to Ann Arbor and handle Michigan with relative ease. Well,
the biggest shocker in the Big Ten, I thought, Bob, was Iowa killing Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, 42 points from Iowa.
And how about UCLA beating Minnie Mahomes in Nebraska?
Yeah.
Dominic Raiola starting to face that freshman wall
yeah.
a little bit here. But the Big 18, as it really is, still percolating in a big, big way. Navy got upset by Rice over the weekend. There were a bunch of delays weather-wise. Rice had just fired their coach. They've been scuffle city. Navy coming off that embarrassing loss, getting blown out by Notre Dame. And but you talk about trap games. That one probably had trap game written all over it there.
Yeah, that
midshipman lose.
That was a tough one for Navy there. But Bob, Army without their starting quarterback, you know, I mean,
they persevered.
Yeah, they did, because Air Force was 1-6 or whatever going into that game,
and it was close, and they wound up pulling away in the second half. Did the Army Knights there. It's the Whip Around Video at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Maryland basketball starts tonight. The men hosting Manhattan. Gary Williams will be joining us tomorrow. Talk about this year's Terps team coming off a disappointing 16-17 year, 7-13 in the Big Ten. Manhattan, they're in the MAC with two A's. They were 7-23. 7 o'clock tip. Remade Maryland roster. They added Derek Queen, who's the highest rated recruit based on these current rankings, but it's not the highest rated recruit ever. I mean, Moses Malone, Tom McMillan, Albert King. Anyone? Bueller, but of the current rating systems, basically since ESPN decided that's what it is, he is that guy. And the Baltimore front court with he and Julian Reese, they'll debut tonight against the Jaspers. On the ice, Capitals taking on Carolina, and it was a former Cap making them pay.
Orloff fakes the blast. Natchez at midpoint. Orloff bombs away. He scores. A howitzer. Dmitri Orlov.
Two goals last night. Joe B on the call there for Monumental as the Caps lose 4-2 to the Carolina Panthers. Dmitri Orlov, a little long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
He left a couple years back, part of the Stanley Cup championship team of 5-6 years ago, but you know, I guess motivated a little bit to take on his former team.
Yeah.
Had two goals. He has three on the season.
You know what? The thing that's surprising, you know, Ovi scored again. I think four straight games. He's 34 away now. And he's got 7 goals, 7 assists already. You know, and last year, and they played 11. He's got 14 points in 11 games, which is pretty damn good for his age and stuff. I mean, he's off to a great start last year. I mean, we were talking about, he's never going to catch him.
Along for the ride.
Yeah. So he's playing much better. And the Caps said 8-3. So, yeah. So, you know, they lost last night. And, Carolina's a good team. Caps are 8-3. Carolina's 8-2.
I think the Caps are 6-3, right?
8-3-0.
They're at they host Nashville Wednesday night, who is 4-6-1. But the Washington, you know, early surpassing expectations.
No doubt about it.
Some people may have had for them. Gold Glove, no Colton Cowser, no Ryan Mountcastle. Steven Kwan wins in left field, his third straight. Remember Kwan, teammate of Adley's at Oregon State. And Carlos Santana gets it from the Twinkies there as Ryan Mountcastle. 2 years in a row, he's a finalist for said award, but doesn't get it done. Orioles offseason, it's going to be an interesting one for sure, as the Birds look to upgrade the team, making the playoffs 2 years in a row. We'll be talking about that as we creep closer to the GM meetings and then the owners' meetings. Jim Bowden's got Blake Snell coming to Baltimore. I'd be cool with that. Certainly, if Corbin Burns leaves, which is the expectation. This day in sports history, November the 4th. Speaking of the Orioles, 1975, Jim Palmer won his second Cy Young Award, beating out Catfish Hunter for that honor. Palmer was 23-11 that year. 209 earned run average. And here are two things you're never going to hear again in the history of baseball. He had 25 complete games and 10 shutouts. The league doesn't have that, much less one individual. 2001 in Pittsburgh, Ravens beat the Steelers 13-10. Matt Stover kicked two field goals, including the game winner. Under 2 minutes left, Shannon Sharp, 13-yard touchdown reception from Randall Cunningham. And then 12 years ago today in Cleveland, the eventual Super Bowl champion Ravens beat the Browns. Ray Rice, Bernard Pierce, rushing TDs. Fighting Flacco, touchdown to Torrey Smith. Baltimore 25-15 to improve to 6-2 on the year. That happened 12 years ago. Current day Ravens, they win yesterday 41-10, blowing out the Denver Broncos. Competitive first half. All Ravens in the second half. Vinny's Keys coming up next. Your phone calls as well at 410-583-1057. News from the Nest. Top of the hour. Got buy or sell at 12:15. Then we're going to go around the AFC North. Cincinnati coming to Baltimore in a short week. Old Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdown passes. Did that the last time he faced Baltimore, too.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on. And we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's a victory Monday. Ravens 6-3. After demolition of the Denver Broncos, 41-10. Every Friday, we do the keys. Nolan and I did Vinny's keys, even added a couple of our own, which we'll get to. But Vinny, Ravens win. I'm guessing those keys were no-brainers.
Well, make them one-dimensional. Stop the run under 65 yards. No, they rushed for 122. And I think the biggest thing in that was they got so far behind, the run kind of disappeared, you know, but they were having good success running the football right at them early. Number two, keep Nix in the pocket. Yeah, that was rather disappointing that they didn't keep Nix in the pocket, because he made plays he made a lot of plays with his legs, and if they didn't get the one holding, would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, and he caught a touchdown pass. Yeah,
that's
too
true. Tackle well. The ball is going to be coming out quick. Yeah, I thought Kyle Hamilton showed up doing those types of things. And Simpson, you know, made some plays up there. And in the first play of the game, Marcus Williams made a nice play. Don't let Sutton beat you. 7 for 122. And that's all they got. That's all they got. Number five, run the ball 200 yards north and south. Yeah, Ravens had 127. Number six, receivers and tight ends got to win one-on-one battles because they're going to play man coverage. They did. They definitely took. Zay took big-time advantage of that. And so did Mark Andrews, ran a nice route on the one. And number seven, 6-plus explosive plays. They had 7. And then number eight, Lamar, 250 passing yards, 70 rushing yards. Yeah, I mean, he got 280, 280 passing, and he had 4 rushing yards. But he didn't need to run. They probably didn't want him to run, and they didn't call a lot of plays for it. I mean, the one play that they had, which he would have pitched to Derrick Henry, would have that option play to the left where Henry went
the wrong way.
Oh, man. And that was wide open, too.
All right, I added in, if you get your hands on the ball,
catch it.
Catch the ball. Except for Rashad Bateman. But we were more talking about the defense and our Darius Washington, second play of the game. He got the deflected pick, so good on him. And Nolan, you added in?
Said be the aggressor, score first. They did, even if the first drive stalled out. And stick with the run, at least 15 carries for Henry. He had way more than that.
Yeah, he was getting those window dressing stats, though, in the fourth quarter, as Lamar was already sitting on the bench. But we got it. So Derrick Henry, over 1,000 yards for the season. He has 11 rushing touchdowns, 2 through the air. So he's having a monster season. Lamar had a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3, or what did Howard say, the highest achievable rating. Could have been higher than that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The defense had 4 sacks. Justin Tucker, okay, made 2 field goals, and you know he had 11 points. He doinked one off the upper right for the extra point, went through, and we'll get into that and more. You would enjoy. Hey, Jordan Stout, I thought, had a good game. He had a 70-yarder, got called back.
Yeah, I know it. He gets great hang time. That's his big thing, is his hang time. And he put him down on, the 2 or the 1 yard line the one time?
Yeah. But what's the thing with him, as we've heard a lot with the Ravens in general, inconsistent?
Mm-hmm.
A little more consistency from Stout helps you win that field position battle. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. 410-583-1057. Ravens are 6-3, short week. Cincinnati coming to town on Thursday. News from the Nest, top of the hour. We'll get to that money, hopefully, at 12:15 with buy or sell.
The offensive line's getting better. I mean, McCary had 2 penalties. Other than that, that was it. But I thought they did a real nice job run blocking. And they kind of get better as the game goes along, too, when they get kind of comfortable. And I thought that they would be able to run right at them. I thought they'd be able to knock them off the ball. And in the second half, they did. And it seems like the run game, they just kind of, you know, they kind of wear them down as the game goes along. And that's kind of their MO as of late.
Let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. Ravens are 6-3 after blowing out the Broncos. Antoine in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Antoine, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, Antoine.
Great show. So yesterday, the defense actually did more communicating than what they usually did. And they had that bend, don't break mentality. So I think Dean is really starting to, you know, implement a little bit here. But they played great. I believe one of their better games yesterday.
Yes.
Lamar, you know, I always say this. You know, Lamar was looked like he was pedestrian. He was just taking his time. You know, they was blitzing him, and he was just like, okay, I'll just move here, throw it. I'll get somebody here. Derrick Henry, the king, my gosh. That was big boy football when he ran up Patrick McCary's back, knocked him out the way, and kept on going into the end zone. Straight up big boy football. That's my brother who played high school football and college football. He used to say, that's big boy football. Mm. In the trenches and just run it. But I'm, you know what? That was a great pickup to get Derrick Henry. And I do miss Gus the Bus, but wait till Mitchell comes back. And,
who do you miss?
Gus the Bus. right. But I love Derrick Henry since he was all the way back at Alabama. And you know what? If they get the defense, I mean, just fixable, and we get that run. I mean, let's just smash it. I mean, I'm waiting for Thursday. I'm praying that we you know, Joe Burrow doesn't throw 5 touchdowns, and if he does, I hope he had 10.
Well, hey, he threw 5 the last time. Thanks, Antoine, and they lost.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you want another 41-38? You know, it makes for an entertaining game, long game. I'm going to shorten the game and dominate with your strengths versus their weakness. Their defense isn't all that great. Hendrickson's a pain in the ass as a pass rusher.
Other than that, their secondary is slow.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Darren in D.C. Darren, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Real quick, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about trades. If at all possible, they can get Jadeveon from Jadeveon Clowney from Carolina, I think it will work wonders. It's not just that he's a true edge rusher, but he will hopefully unlock Nnamdi Matabike because – I mean, look, he's not a big dude, and he's based off of quickness more than power, but he's getting doubled. If you can give him some help on that side, now your pass rush comes back to life. The other thing, and what the pass caller said about Joe throwing for 5, no T. Higgins, that's not going to happen. But there's a bigger threat, and Vinny, as you see it on the film, I think you're going to see what I see. Chase Brown is the real deal at running back, and he is going to be a real threat, not just running the ball, but out of the backfield. Trenton Simpson, really Kyle Hamilton, they got to be on their game, or else this dude can wreck shop. Because if you look yesterday, it was him and Gesicki that did the damage, not Chase, not Jamar Chase. Thank you, guys. As always, take care.
Darren in D.C., yeah, Chase Brown, he's coming to his own. Zach Moss didn't play, which gave him even more of an opportunity to show what he can do. And he flashed a little bit against the Ravens the first time they played.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are going to try to run it at him because the Ravens are kind of banged up inside, and we'll see who's going to Travis Jones is not going to be that much healthier this week than he was, you know, last week.
How about Chris Wormley getting some run? What's this, 2018 all over again? Let's get back to the phone.
He got high and driven a few times.
Danielle in Baltimore. Danielle, thanks for holding. What is up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you today?
Wonderful.
Good. That's great. Just want to say, first of all, start super, super proud of the team coming through with the win yesterday. And I can't stress enough how much Lamar has become a great leader for this team, as well as how much he's matured. And I see he's taken everything that negative that everybody said about him and said, you know, he fixed it. And, you know, what do you got to say now? Now, with that being said, moving on, Mr. Tucker, we know he is the GOAT. We already know that. Unfortunately, you know, his time is becoming limited. Him almost missing that extra point and then that field goal scathing by, on our home field, and the weather was perfect, you know? Yeah. It's very frustrating, especially when you hear the announcers always talking about, oh, yeah, we saw Tucker kick it from 70 yards out. Well, you know, what the hell, you know? And then we got Cincinnati coming up on Thursday, and I have a feeling that that game is going to be determined by a field goal. And can we trust him to make it? We don't know. Well, now, 2 years ago, we know he's going to make
Danielle,
it.
Danielle, but he did it just 3 weeks ago in Cincinnati.
He did do it 3 weeks ago, but I feel like he's got something mentally blocking him, and hopefully he can get through it. Now, also, I can also say that he has opened up a great, great position for these new kickers coming in. And, 60 is the new 50 for them. You know, they're kicking 66, 61, 67, and that's great. So, you know, hopefully we'll see. Thursday's going to be a good game. So, but go Ravens, as always, and you guys have a great day.
All right, Danielle, thank you. And look, he was perfect.
Yeah.
Statistically. Were they things of beauty going through the uprights? No, but he made every kick he attempted yesterday. How about Bass kicking the 61-yarder to her point for Buffalo yesterday?
Yeah. And after he missed an extra point.
But to Danielle's point, 60-yard field goals back in the day, rare.
Yes.
They weren't even attempted. That's how rare things were. Now it's like, hey, get out there and kick it there, meat. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. If you're on the phones, you're going to have some news from the Nets. Fun with us coming up from the break. Buy or sell. Let's count that dough, hopefully. Early week money, that is. AFC North news. What's it? Notes from the North. Cincinnati, they win yesterday. Cleveland, all right, they beat the Ravens last week. They get trounced at home by the Chargers. Steelers were off. We'll see them on the 17th, but stick around for all of that fun and more. Charles Walker, he'll be joining us talking about the Ravens win yesterday and the short week ahead here on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.